The Army Corps of Engineers says it's closing all regulatory offices that issue permits until the partial government shutdown ends. That includes permits to work on navigable rivers or streams, as well as wetlands and mining. Spokesman Patrick Mose says the move is the first major effect the shutdown has had on the Corps' St. Paul district.
What you're going to notice immediately is anyone planning working with the Corps, there's no longer anyone available to work with them to expedite the processing of those permits.
Mose says 75 employees in the St. Paul district have been furloughed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources often works with the Corps on permitting projects. Western Wisconsin DNR field supervisor Dave Parasak says the closure will not affect the state's operations, but it will delay individuals and groups.
We have some projects that are pending with, let's say, the cranberry industry. I can think of a project with Fort McCoy. I can think of individual rail projects where they're trying to get access for sand to rail for the sand industry that are kind of on the shelf here right now.
If there's an emergency, like flooding, the Corps of Engineers will be able to issue permits for the relief process. The Corps' dredging on the Mississippi River continues, and the locks and dams remain open because they are considered essential functions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.